Farm to Film, an alphabetical adventure told through the eyes of an old lens. Written and illustrated by Hannah Miles Peru. Read also by Hannah Miles Peru. Farm, farm, farm. I love going to Pop and Graham's farm. Way out in the middle of nowhere is where it is found. Have you been to nowhere that really is somewhere? The earth becomes far from shops, lights, and crowds. Ground is greener, and people aren't so hurried. The air feels a little cleaner. So much to look at, so much to explore. Pop's old camera makes the perfect eye to view the world. First things first, long drives and funny alpacas, kind of like llamas and kind of like goats. He loves to eat with his funny little teeth, camera in hand, and lots to explore. I ventured off to find much, much more. A is for alpaca. Off in the distance, in the field so big, buzzy, buzzy honeybees. Look closely, but not too close, making all of that fresh honey so yummy on my finger, even better on my toast. Zoom, zoom, click, click, I hurried to take that pick. B is for bee. Cows grazing in the pasture. Watch out for cow pies, you know, cow poo. It's great for the crops, but not for my socks. Big dairy cows ready to playfully lick with their big sloppy tongues. Slippery slip, don't let Pop's camera fall to the ground or in the muddy pit. C is for cow. By the rocks, the cutest deer nibbles on the grass. With her baby spots showing, that's how you know she is fresh. D is for deer. The mama is keeping her eye close by. She is called the doe, and the baby is her fawn. Her spots resemble triangles painted on. The big eyeball, that's Pop's camera, captured the picture right where I found her. Pop is busy tinkering in the barn. Graham says he does this a lot, grabbing fresh eggs from the nesting box. Different chickens lay different eggs. Some had speckles and some solid. Others were white and many had colors. I looked through my big eyeball and there I discovered E is for eggs. Oh, so sly and sneaky. A neighbor fox lives nearby, snooping around with a large bushy tail. Foxes are my favorite. Quick, look through the lens, and sneaky snap goes the camera just in time. That big eyeball on Pop's old camera wins the shot again. F is for fox. Graham milking her goats, mischievous and playful, trying to escape, keeps the gate shut tight and latched just right. Click, click, take the picture. While he climbs with delight, G is for goat. Jet the horse, galloping forward, slowing down, coming to a stop, mud splatters and plops. I grabbed the apple from Graham, luring Jet a little bit closer for a snack and a pet, flowing mane needing to be brushed, but his nose, the softest of soft, coming into focus, his eyes meet mine. And another photo makes a great design. H is for horse. Long walks through the pasture, wild flowers all around. The first of the iris bulbs sprouted from the ground. Blooming of color, purples and yellow, makes a pretty palette. Snap, snap, went my camera. I is for iris. Old jars and containers found in Graham's kitchen cupboard, filled with berries, jams, and sometimes dried flowers. This one with cut cotton stems, fluffy and white. Click the shutter now in just the right light. J is for jar. Back outside in the elements, air so fresh and sweet. A hiding place for the kitten, shaded under shrubs on the cool, dry ground. I peek in with hello, and she meowed a cute sound. K is for kitten. Lucky, lucky ladybug I almost stepped on. Perched on a blade of grass, the contrast of red around each perfect black spot, crawling on my finger and released to the sky. Just one last pose, please, before we say goodbye. L is for ladybug. Graham milks daily the cows and the goats. The glass is full of milk, fresh, warm, and ready to drink. Make into cheese or butter or cream, but I like mine best with a treat. M is for milk. Look high and look hard in the trees and the branches. The robin bird sings of spring, but where are they nestled? Look, look, I do see a tiny little nest zooming in, a photo to go with the rest. In is for nest. Hoo-hoo, do I see turning his head a 360? He watches and listens for just the right timing, flying swiftly and quietly to pounce on his prey. Our friend the owl keeps pesky critters away. Spinning around to face the camera, the big eyeball grabs another shot. It's a rare daytime sight. Mr. Nocturnal is most often hiding until the dark of night. O is for owl. Mud baths and long naps keeps Mr. Pig quite busy. This one my favorite, with fun spots and markings. Fat and happy he sits and strikes a pose, as if he knows Pop's camera likes capturing his big piggy nose. P is for pig. Hanging from the line, scraps of fabric hand sewn by Graham, a patchwork quilt clean and ready to fold, carry inside to snuggle under when the night becomes cold. Q is for quilt. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Rooster sounds his last alarm, hearing thunder in the distance. The hens scratch up some dinner and run in for roosting. At first day's break, an early sound from our rooster will alarm us awake. R is for rooster. S is for silo. Lightning reflects off the silos, making great arrays of color. The rusty pear stands big and tall. An auger loads one and then the other. Metal silos and brewing storm look beautiful on the other side of my big eyeball, full of colors, bright and warm. Tomorrow will bring more work. Surviving worse weather than this, Pop's truck sits still in the muddy field all day and all night, reminiscing on the good old days when adventure was young and the fun was just right. Only if this old truck could talk, what stories and trouble would resurface tonight. T is for truck. Drips and drops add up to make puddles. Grabs a large umbrella full of all the colors. This reminds me to look for a rainbow later on. Over the horizon and through the clouds, its array of promises will be found. U is for umbrella. Rain, rain, vegetable garden so thirsty. Washed and rinsed by the shower, picking a few ripe to eat, carrots, beans, artichoke, and radish. B is for vegetable. Adjusting Pop's camera, the wind picking up, spinning the windmill round and round. Storm clouds coming, better take cover. The wind is howling all around. W is for windmill. Hurrying to shut the big barn doors, it smells like moraine. Red, white, and trimmed with X's. What's a farm without a barn? This shot will help me remember forever the day I made photographs while visiting the farm. X is for X on the barn. All buttoned up and running inside, sitting with a spool of yarn, macrame of knots and beads. The pattern looks hard, but Graham makes it look so easy. Excited for Graham to teach me to tie. They say practice makes perfect, so I'm going to try. Y is for yarn. So vintage and delicate, time to pack up the camera. Rough letter case, buckles and zippers. Film becomes photos as photos become memories. Always for remembering Pop and Graham's farm. Z is for zipper.